Second, Dwayne's going to fill me in on the difference between a croc and a gator.
I can't wait.
I can't either. I also determined something in the break. I've talked about this on the air before. I have a bad addiction. Luckily for this one, I don't think it's going to cost me my family or any money. I'm addicted to a game called Ruzzle. It is basically Boggle, for those of you who played Boggle, the board game.
So this is where you say, hi, my name is Justin. Hi, Justin.
No, you say, hi, my name is Justin, and I'm a Ruzzle addict. Hi, Justin.
Hi, Justin.
I don't think there's a 12-step program, and frankly, I love it. I don't want to get away from it. I want to play more Ruzzle. But then I realized.
True addict.
Because we were talking about Chris's co-host on Daybreak.
Allison Courtney.
Yeah, her.
Yeah, her.
I just call her evil, soulless Ruzzle opponent. But that's me.
She's competitive. Hyper competitive.
I call her Esro for short. Evil, soulless Ruzzle opponent. She and I played like, I don't know, 250 times or so.
Wow.
I hold a commanding lead, but that's not the point. Point is, I look down and all of a sudden I realize I have played 900 Ruzzle games.
Which amounts to how many hours of your life have you spent playing Ruzzle?
I have spent over a day of my life Ruzzling. They're 2-minute games. I've played 900 games, 30 hours of Ruzzle time.
I don't even think Ruzzle's in the top 25 on the app list anymore, yet you still play it religiously. You have a problem.
I do.
You need help.
I do.
I can't help you.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to, really.
Yep. All right, let me get this gator croc thing cleared up so we can talk to Jim Harris and talk about important things. Dwayne?
Yeah, this is Dwayne from Pine Bluff. I heard you mention a couple of mascots. You mentioned the cobra and how people kiss cobras, but a cobra can spit up to 16 feet dead in your eye.
Hmm. If I was 16 feet tall.
Well, if you were 16 feet away, you know the cobra... He can sit up to 16 feet away and hit you dead in your eye. You know, that's...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
He can spit into your eye.
Oh, I'm out on that. Okay, so what about a croc and a gator? Are you a herpetologist? Can you fill me in on that?
Well, the difference between, the crocodile and the gator, they're both reptiles.
Mm-hmm.
But the crocodile is a whole lot meaner. You see people wearing alligator skin boots and snake skin boots all the time.
Ain't nobody wearing crocodiles.
Yes.
Wearing
no
crocodile boots.
No.
Why
no.
Are alligators so hungry? Because they got all them teeth and no toothbrush.
And then, the skin of a crocodile is a whole lot tougher.
Yes. That's why they had to make a fake line of shoes called Crocs, but they're made out of plastic.
Okay. And then the... people shoot at alligators all the time, and the bullets penetrate. But people shoot at the crocodile, the bullets don't even penetrate. All they do is ricochet. And then
they should have called.
Yeah, crocodile is a whole lot meaner. You know, I live in a brick home, but if you make that crocodile mad enough, he could take his body and just destroy this house.
Really?
Whoa.
Yes. Yeah. His skin is just that tough.
Dwayne, I appreciate you filling us in. That's
thank you so much.
And then,
hogs, okay.
They're going to be okay.
All right.
A blowout would have been nice against Stafford, but I was glad to see someone put a little heat on them, which is only going to make them tougher down the road.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Dwayne. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. Let's go from Dwayne. To Jim Harris. Jim, that was very enlightening.
Hello.
Hi, buddy.